Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Hey there, this is Kevin Paramore with Yale Materials Handling Corporation. This is our warehouse safety tip. Although it seems very basic, I think I'll go with alertness, which can be driven by getting good sleep and keeping your focus on the task at hand. There are many tools to assist in this, but none better than self-awareness of your task and your surrounding environment. This safety tip can be applied not only to the lift truck operations, but also to pedestrians and others in the warehouse space.
Fulfillment demand continues to skyrocket and outpace available labor. To keep up, warehouse operators are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems. Utilizing Six River Systems' award-winning combination of collaborative robots, artificial intelligence, and operational expertise will make your associates and wall-to-wall fulfillment workflow more efficient. No new infrastructure, no change to warehouse layout, easy to deploy and scale, easy to train and retain associates, all at half the cost of traditional automation. Want to take your fulfillment operation to the next level? Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. That's www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I have a guest who has been on previously, way, way back in the beginning of the show in episode 16, Kevin Paramore. He is from Yale Material Handling, and he is the Emerging Technology Commercialization Manager. Pretty cool title, I must say. So he's going to come on. He talked to us previously on episode 16, if you don't remember, about telematics and also motive power as well. But he's going to talk to us about something exciting that's pretty cool that Yale just won an award for, which is a telemetry impact camera. So I can let you imagine what that is, but he's going to tell us what it actually is. So, Kevin, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Appreciate it. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Happy to reconnect and happy to have you on again. So for those that maybe didn't hear episode 16 or newer listeners, that's about, 140 episodes now back. So it's been a while. So why don't you give us a little refresher? Tell us, first give us high level overview for those that don't know. What is Yale Material Handling?
Sure. Great question. So Yale Materials Handling Corporation is focused all around material handling equipment as well as solutions. So most people refer to us as a lift truck company, but I think we go far and beyond that. My role focuses on commercialization of emerging technologies. So this can include things like robotics, various motive power types such as fuel cells and lithium ion batteries. And I think the topic today is Yale Vision and an impact camera that is kind of a peripheral of that thereof. So look forward to speaking to it.
Right, definitely. So you're kind of the guy who's on all the cutting edge technology. What's coming next in the space, and I guess figuring out how does that work for Yale, and how does it get out into the market for Yale as well. So we're gonna talk a little bit about this. And the last time we spoke, we talked about telematics in general, and motive power, I think, was also the topic as well. But recently, so you guys just won an award for this telemetry impact camera. And I really want to know, you know, I have an idea of what it could be. But, you know, let's hear what it is from your words. You know, tell us, what is this telemetry impact camera? How does it work?
Yeah, for sure. As you noted, we won an award recently for it. My wife's applying a lot of pressure as it pertains to the shelf space, as all these trophies are coming in as we're working remote now. So, you know, no. All joking aside, the impact camera was created and intended to be really an extension of the Yale Vision, you know, system, our telemetry system and current offering. Mm-hmm. As you may or may not know, Yale Vision is simply a tool, you know, that kind of brings forth various insights to better manage the various fleets of the assets, both material handling assets and those, you know, such as other operating or allied equipment. Mm-hmm. A large portion of these end users are simply wanting more and more ways to assist, you know, in applying accountability and understanding into their avoidable damage cost. You know, with our core Yale Vision system, we offer the means to be notified via text, email, mobile app, when an impact above an agreeable level has occurred. Mm-hmm. This in turn, you know, would trigger site management to engage, take notes, and assess the well-being of both the operator and the equipment. The addition of the impact camera allows floor supervisors and management a unique perspective around each occurrence. Mm. This impact camera itself captures the view of both front and back, so it's really two cameras in one. Okay. 140 degrees off the front, 140 degrees off the back, so really 280 degrees of the potential 360 degrees around the vehicle. Mm. When an impact occurs, you know, above that agreeable threshold, it pulls footage, 3 minutes of footage pre and 3 minutes of footage post the event, so the supervisor can validate the root cause. Think of it as a DVR that constantly records and is purging itself when needed, but when an impact takes place, it locks that file, just like on a DVR, you know, until you viewed it and you know, set and actioned it. And by action, I mean you can transfer the file by using our mobile app to send the file with, you know, to Box or Google Drive or whatever the flavor of choice is.
Interesting. I really like that. And, you know, in my day job, I'm actually in charge of safety for my facility. So this is okay. Like a very cool thing. And this is always something that when we have an impact, like you're describing, you know, we're always trying to figure out, you know, what exactly happened. Cause you know, sometimes people are nervous and maybe they don't remember or they just don't want to say, cause they're scared of what's going to happen. But yeah. You know, the fact that it's taking this time, and, you know, it's 280 degree cover, which is in the front and the back, which is primarily where the most impacts happen, is a really good thing. And gives you that ability to not only understand what truly happened, but then the ability to kind of replay it and see, you know, how can it be prevented in the future through
recording analysis. Kevin, if you're using a system today, I bet the most common response you get today, if you're using a telemetry system, is, I ran over a broken pallet.
Exactly.
Right. There's some type of cop out that is used consistently. And I think, and we're not debating with operators, you know, with our solution. What we're doing is just providing a tool to provide, you know, real footage of what took place so they can validate these reasonings behind the impacts.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that I have a question on that, actually, because we have something similar to that I've been using. And like you said, you know, we don't have the footage, so, you know, we don't see exactly what happened, but we get impact ratings for things like, you know, they were loading a truck and then when they hit the dock plate, it goes off. So can you adjust the sensitivity and those different types of levels with this as well?
Yes. So you adjust the sensitivity actually in the Yale Vision systems. You can kind of delineate between these loading dock pieces that you're mentioning too. So if you're going over a loading ramp per se, or if you're just a common noise that's taking place over a rough floor, you know, so you can kind of weed those out and delineate between the two. So that comes standard. And really the impact buzzer of our system is what triggers that capture. Yeah, okay. Triggers the capture of those 3 minutes pre and 3 minutes post.
Gotcha. Interesting. So I'm trying to picture it. So the camera is essentially getting like a pan basically of the front and the back area. Now, how high is the vision? Because where is the camera mounted exactly?
Yeah.
Is it in the bottom or top?
Yeah. Yeah, since it's called a new warehouse, let's talk about a piece of warehouse equipment, right? So if you look at a reach truck or a three-wheel stand, it would be over the head of the operator on the overhead guard.
Okay.
And again, mounted so it has great visibility through the mast as well as off the back of the truck or the direction of travel. Mm. So it has a great point of view. Again, pretty much a great 140-degree view off the front, 140-degree view off the back.
Interesting. Okay. That makes sense. So you can kind of see like everything that's around it. So if it was like an impact with an additional truck, you would actually be able to see that other truck as well, right?
You are correct.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, I didn't know about this until I saw the press release, come my way about the award. And like a couple months back, talking to my father, and, you know, we talk about stuff that I talk about on here. And then he also, you know, had some distribution center experience in his career as well. And he was saying like, oh, it'd be cool if they could put these impact cameras in on forklifts and things like that. And then I saw the press release and I'm like, oh my God, they were listening to him. So I'm curious, where did this idea actually come from? Because, you know, we see a lot of things happening in the consumer world, I think being duplicated into our world now as well, like with the touch screens and using Android devices. So is this something that kind of translated over? How did this idea come about with you?
Sure. I'd love to take ownership of this idea, but that would be false. I mean, we really owe it all to our independent dealer body. We owe it to our customers who help drive our platform. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're listening. We've got our ears to the ground as far as what are these, EHS and various floor supervisors, what are they wanting in our solution? And how can we make their lives a little easier? So really, that was the root cause of the development of the impact camera.
Okay.
And thus, that kind of brought it to life over a certain period of development. Obviously, we've tested it to make sure it's validated in various environments, and it seems to be working as planned in many different locations. We've actually uncovered new business, use cases. So with this camera, it also has a wired remote, so you can actually push a button and trigger the video recording, or you could trigger a still shot. And what I found is one of the customers uses it as a camera to validate loads as they're placing them on the back of a container.
Wow.
So what was taking place, they would wrap a pallet, they would put it on the back of a truck, and then it would ship out. And on the end of that shipment, you know, basically they were calling saying, we've received damaged pallets, they're unwrapped, there's a lot of, they're trying to get claims back. This served as a tool to help them take a picture for the operator to take a quick still shot of the pallet as it was placed on the truck. And then as they filled up the truck, they'd have, potentially, 8, 10, 12 pallets that they could then send it to file, and that would validate that shipment.
Wow.
So again, different uses, and I think we're still uncovering those as we continue to launch this product.
Yeah, I can imagine there's some different use cases. I mean, that's a pretty awesome one, actually, I think. And it kind of takes one solution and, solves two problems, essentially, because, there's all these different other solutions from other, the technology providers that are looking at those types of things, at taking pictures and seeing what the load is like. But if you can do it at that time and then, also have it in one package, it is really a cool thing as well. So I'm curious too, I'm thinking that, I guess my initial thinking of what's the other use case is, you're looking at your operators and what are they doing? And you see someone maybe is not being as productive or, they seem to not be moving or stuck in place. I'm sure. Can you like tap into that camera and see like what's going on in that area?
Not necessarily. So in theory, I guess technically you could, you do have to be close in proximity as each of these cameras.
Oh, okay.
Technically the way it works is it projects its own Wi-Fi network. To actually retrieve the information, there's two paths. You can actually remove the micro SD, which is kind of hidden during the install, or you could be close in proximity, connect to its Wi-Fi, projected Wi-Fi, and then utilize our app to kind of off the footage. So in other words, if you want to pull it from the actual camera and put it onto your storage device, whether it be a, Dropbox, Box, or Google Drive, or whatever your flavor is, you could do that. So in theory, I guess technically you could do exactly what you said, but you would have to be in close. You could almost watch it with your eyes just as well.
Oh, gotcha.
if you were going to be in that proximity.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm curious, you know, you're talking about some customers that are already utilizing it, and you mentioned this customer that's already found another use case for it as well. So what are the adoption rates like for this technology?
Yeah, so since the launch of, you know, I think we've seen increased adoption, yet I don't think we've hit our desired ceiling.
Okay.
You know, being that we're an OEM and with a great dealer network, it's a great feature that can be integrated into our existing system. Mm-hmm. So as we have, I guess it's safe to say we have thousands and thousands of telemetry devices connecting on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
You know, the amount that can be retrofitted with this camera is quite large. So we obviously think there's a business case, and we're still seeing a great adoption and increase in participation, you know, and we foresee that in the coming months and for years to come.
Definitely. Yeah, I can imagine. And, you know, I think to get it is a no brainer in a sense. You know, when it comes to safety, I mean, there shouldn't be any holding back.
Sure.
And, you know, taking as much action as you can. And this is the best action you can have is actually seeing what occurs, because as a manager, you know, you can't be everywhere in the building at once, and you can't always count on, you know, what is the employee going to do post-accident? Are they going to move the machine? Are they not going to leave things in place for the proper investigation to happen? Just because, you know, some whatever the case may be, safety culture might not be strong enough for that to be reported without, you know, them being in fear of what might happen because of previous experiences. Et cetera. So it's really a pretty cool technology. And, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, it kind of is mimicking, you know, what we're seeing with these automatic, you know, kind of cameras, dashboard cameras and things like that nature in the automotive world. So it's pretty cool to see something like that kind of translate to our industry as well, which is very,
sure,
very similar in both aspects. Right. So
that's right.
Yeah. What kind of operations do you think are positioned to see the most value from something like this?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I think, people should target those with the highest, you know, avoidable damage. You know, those that are kind of paying the high price now, you know, those are the ones that should probably be addressed first, because there's, you know, whether it be operator behavior or some type of application risk, those are the ones that should be targeted first. So we're seeing that, you know, in a lot of sensitive freight areas and others, manufacturing, distribution center, all those. As you can imagine, a truck hitting the base of a warehouse rack, a truck to another truck. You know, all of these are viewed serious in our mind.
Definitely, couldn't agree more. And, you know, I'm curious, have you seen, like, where customers have taken on this technology? Have you seen them have, like, dramatic improvements in their safety numbers? Or are you seeing maybe higher reported safety numbers because it necessarily maybe wasn't getting caught before, but a better track record on being able to put in preventative measures?
Sure. I mean, I think there's a placebo effect to an extent to the start, right? So you put this camera in place, very similar to when you deploy Yell Vision at the start. You know, there's operators feel like big brothers in town and watching every move they make, where in this case, technically, I guess they are when an impact occurs, when something gets triggered. So I think there's definitely some, you know, some declines in impacts, or at least critical impacts. And it offers that opportunity. Again, Yell Vision is really simply a tool to help these various sites have that accountability and create their best practice within their own facility.
Yeah, definitely. And that's an interesting point there. I can imagine, too, it does kind of make people maybe more aware, because they feel like they're being watched more closely, which is not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to safety aspect. I think that's a good thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, is there anything else that we should know about the telemetry impact camera?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's our path, is we have a good core solution with Yell Vision, and there's other peripherals that go along with it, such as this impact camera that we brought to life. We have a battery monitoring for lead acid batteries, so we have a solution there, as well as a lot of people are really diving into load sensing. So they want to know what type of weight's being traveled, you know, being carried on their forks as they move around the facility. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, I mean, unfortunately, we've had good success with the social distancing tags with those proximity inlays. So they use those social distancing tags to tie into our access control on the trucks. It's unfortunate. Obviously, the root cause of that is this COVID pandemic that we've been under. So, but at the end of the day, all these kind of peripherals go along and around the core product, which is Yale Vision.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell me a little bit more about the load sensing add-on.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. So technically, it's a pressure transducer that goes in line, in the hydraulic line. And with that load sensing, we can kind of gauge, it's not trade legal, but we can gauge to a certain accuracy the load weight carried on the fork. So in theory, you can determine, do you have the right truck for the right application? Mm-hmm. Or could you be better off with, some other piece of material handling equipment or even a commuter like a golf cart, per se?
Mm. Interesting. So is that more on the side of just making sure you're handling what's in your capacity? Or can that be also used to obtain the weight of a pallet for shipping purposes or no?
Yeah, so from a safety aspect, you hit it right on the head. So mm-hmm. if you're on a 3,000-pound capacity truck, you don't want to pick up something that's 5,000 pounds.
Right.
So when you do that, there's an alert that would go off. You know, hey, you're dealing with a load that you probably shouldn't be, picking up. Mm-hmm. So that's the safety aspect. I think from your second point about weighing a pallet to go on a truck, as I stated, it's not trade legal. So there'd be a value to that. But as far as weighting it and creating a shipping label based off that, it would not serve that purpose today.
Okay, understood. Yeah, and I think that's a good thing from a capacity and safety perspective as well. Because sometimes I guess people don't realize how heavy the things are that they're lifting.
Yeah, they're not labeled, are they?
No, typically. Cases. Yeah, yeah,
and that's right.
It may be like, well, it's getting off the ground, so I guess it's okay. And then, maybe you move a certain way and you're in big trouble, right? So
sure, yeah. You want to prevent any type of tip over or any type of, you want to create awareness around that for sure.
Definitely, for sure. So now talk to us about like an implementation of this. So if you have, say you don't have Yale Vision and, someone's listening and they're really intrigued by the telemetry impact camera and they want to get it, obviously it sounds like they have to have Yale Vision to do that. So is that something that can only go on Yale trucks or can it be outfitted on other brands as well?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I would encourage anybody listening to the podcast to reach out to their local Yale dealer. Mm-hmm. This solution can go on to obviously Yale trucks or any other brand of, or even allied equipment. So if you have a mixture of lift trucks at your facility and you have floor scrubbers and you have other pieces of equipment, Yale Vision, we more than likely have a kit developed for that.
Okay.
And then from an impact camera perspective, it can simply be added on at the time of installation. If you're a current, one of our, 50,000 users today, and you want to upgrade and add the impact camera to your current Yale Vision system, again, reach out to your Yale dealer, and they'd be happy to provide a quote and get that installed for you.
Awesome. Good stuff to know. So now you are in emerging technology. So I'm going to ask you, what is the next technology that's emerging? What's coming up next, do you think?
Of course, I'm not allowed to tell you that yet. There's always something coming down the pipes, right? And I think it's going to be probably about a month to month and a half. We should probably revisit, create another podcast. And we'll have something else to kind of chat about.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, always fun stuff in our department.
Okay, so you're gonna leave us with a little cliffhanger. Gotcha. Okay.
I'll leave you with a cliffhanger, and we'll shoot for a month or two out. Yep.
Okay. All right. Sounds great, Kevin. So tell us, how can people find out more information about Yale Material Handling and the telemetry solutions?
Yeah. So again, call your local dealer. Hopefully, you have one close by, and you're working with one already. Mm-hmm. If not, check out Yale North America. Visit our website, and we'd be happy to, or go to yalevision.com. Go to yalevision.com, and there's a lot of details, actually some insights on the camera that are posted there, and we'd love to help you out. There's an inquiry page at the bottom, so if you want to be contacted by myself or one of our business development team members, we'd be happy to reach out.
All right, awesome. And thank you for coming on this show again. And we'll definitely put all those links at thenewwarehouse.com. So thank you again for your time, Kevin.
My pleasure. And great success with the podcast.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.